Good morning. Welcome in. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And again, we welcome in Dr. Beth. How are we doing today?
Fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We are focusing on a topic that over the year or so that we've done these, this one's come up a lot, and rightly so. There's and we've kind of touched on some of these themes over the last couple of weeks here recently as well, bullying. And we've kind of started when we began this segment focusing on several shows on bullying, and it's a big problem, and we want to kind of address it again today. Where do we want to tackle for this week as far as bullying?
Well, I think I'd like to make the listeners aware of just really what an epidemic bullying really is. You know, I was shopping at just one of the local stores, and this couple came up to me, and, you know, I want you to know, WSBY, they said, we hear you on the radio.
Nice.
I said, great. but, you know, the wife of the couple said, you know, we're just chit-chatting, and she commented that she especially appreciates shows about bullying, because she said, I didn't know it, but that's what was happening to me. When you give the description, I know. So I thought, I'm going to look this up. What's the epidemic really like? And according to research, over 35% of the workforce has been a target of workplace bullying. That's a third of the people.
Yeah.
You know, three out of 100, that's a lot. 54 million of them have been targets. The others involved, the bully, witnesses, they increase the number of people whose time and energy are impacted by workplace bullying. Now, right now, I want the listeners to know, we're just talking about adults. We had the kids in there, and it's going at that much more.
That number for kids sounds okay, about 35%. That's what you might figure. The adult number you would assume would be a lot lower. Just
right, because aren't we supposed to have learned to get along?
Maturity,
well,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
No, but some of us just don't. So, you know, if only three other people know about bullying, you know, if we have the 54 million, 164 million people are being affected. And what we do know is there's a ripple effect. You know, it's not like they go home and, oh, then now they're all happy. They're beat down from
right.
being at work. If 10 are aware of the bullying number, that increases to 540 million. And like I said, it spreads like a virus. Even people who aren't directly involved, the families, the friends, the communities. And then, you know, it starts becoming the acceptable way of doing business,
mm-hmm.
being sharp and unkind. So again, I say this all the time, the first step is awareness, recognizing the signs, symptoms, and behaviors. And we've gone over that a lot lately, but just in case there's some new listeners, any interactions, written, verbal, physical, or electronic, that carry a negative message about the person, it's okay to correct a behavior. We need that with each other.
Right.
If it happens often, for a long time, several months, so if there's finger pointing or raised voices or tense looks, dirty looks, I was with somebody who's supervisor was correcting them, and the supervisor, I'm sure, did not realize the expressions on her face were very intimidating, and she wasn't even talking to me. Sharing personal information, gossip, those are things that, and other examples. Targets and witnesses feel it emotionally, mentally, and physically, and they start asking themselves, what is going on? Who's, you know, I feel crazy,
yeah.
or, you know, what am I missing? If you feel sick to your stomach, when you think about the person or the situation, or if you can't sleep because of worry, bullying is probably the cause if there's something going on at work. There's millions of people who share the experience, so it's important for people to know they are not alone. There is something to do about it. It's time to speak up, get some support, and find someone who understands what bullying is. Because otherwise they're going to tell you to change, and sometimes you can't change. You haven't done anything.
And there's a distinction, too, between someone that is a bully as a boss at work to their subordinate or what have you, as opposed to just someone who's that way with everybody. You
right.
know, just kind of mean and ornery, and this is more of a target, different behavior to one person or maybe multiple people.
Well, if they're like that to everyone, that really is their problem.
Yeah.
If they're like it to you, it becomes your issue because it's mean. So it's important for people to know that their lives matter.
Indeed, and there are more resources online on this topic and all the topics that we discuss on our segment. You can find out more by going to safeharboril.com. Make sure you join us next week for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you next week.